So we are all post-Purim having connected to and hopefully been zocha to already the beginning of the Geula. And one of the midrashim that Chazal bring that Haman tried to buy out Klal Yisrael with 10,000 kikar kesef, but Klal Yisrael already preceded him with their own 10,000 kikar kesef, which was the half a shekel that everyone donated toward the karbonos. What's the pshat? What's the inyan? Maran or Chodesh, others explain that the point is we already became Ovdei Hashem, and once you become an Eved Hashem, the property of Hashem, so then that's it. You can no longer be attacked or destroyed, annihilated in any way by anyone, because we belong to Hashem. That's the simple understanding. So now this would be a time to focus on, to work on ourselves as of the Hashem, as property of the King. So very appropriate that we come to the Parsha of the Kohanim, of the Avoda in the Mishkan, that this is really the epitome of Avoda. I mean, we've been talking about Sefer Bereishis, Sefer Emuna, talking about seeing how Hashem runs the world and everything. Sefer Shmos is the creation of Klal Yisrael. Sefer Vayikra is a Sefer of Avoda, of Klal Yisrael serving Hashem. So, on that note, Parshas Tzav begins, Tzav es Aaron, es Bonav, Lemur Zos, Toras Ha'ola, Hi Ha'ola, Al Mokda, command them regarding the Ola. It is the Ola which is on the fire, on the Mizbeach, Kol Laila, is burning the whole night, Ada Boker, until the morning. Ve'esh ha-mizbeach tukat bo, and the fire of the altar will burn in it. Sounds extremely redundant. If it's going to be on there until the morning, then guess what? It's going to be on there the entire night. And if it's on the mizbeach, with on top of the fire on the mizbeach, then guess what? Then the fire of the Mizbeach is going to be burning in it. And if it is the Ola, if this is the Torah of the Ola, then it is the Ola. Palavash HaKohen, Midobad, he puts on his measured garments, Omichnasei Bad, he puts over his flesh, Veheri Mesadeshim, Asher Tuchal Ha'esh, and he elevates the ashes. He probably wears these clothing not just for this one occasion. He usually wears clothing for other avodas as well, the Kohen. Yeah, so there's an emphasis over here, placing the measured garments onto his flesh to elevate the Trumas Hadesh. So the Maral in his Drush Shabbos Hagadol goes through all these psukim. We'll just try to cherry pick a couple of ideas. And that is, he says, an Adam really is made up of two parts. Mitzad Echad, Adam is Melech B'Tachtonim. We are the great creature, we rule completely unopposed. I've never once been concerned about that in the great invasion of the Siberian wolves, like potentially taking over human civilization. You know, it's just the absolute. We're the Melech. That's it. We're in charge. We're in control. And you know, no matter how powerful, no matter how great an animal, you can have a 2,000-pound ox, and you take him, you slaughter him, and you have him for dinner. Mitzad sheni, Adam is created to be an eved to Hashem. The whole purpose of Adam in this world is to be an eved. So on the one hand, we're a melech, on the other hand, we're an eved. And says the Maharal, both of those are represented over here in these karbanos, specifically in the karban ola more than others. Why? So the ola, Midrash points out, the karban ola is brought when a person becomes haughty. That's his ola. He goes up. He elevates himself. He's elevated. So because of that, he has to bring a karban because of the hirhurim. Karban ola is brought for hirhurim, for improper thoughts which come from gaiva. And so what you do, you have to take, if you've been experiencing gaiva, a person's been experiencing a high on his own malchus, on his own kingship, his own power, so you have to take all that power, all that muscle, all that mass, and you have to put it on the mizbeach and see what happens. Watch what happens. You know what happens when you're so powerful, and yeah, that's represented by your strong animal, by your ox, and you take all that and you put it on the fire, on the mizbeach. You know what happens to it? The fire burns it, and it burns it, and it's going to burn it the whole night. It's going to be, and it says it again, and it's going to be, the fire of the mizbeach is going to burn it up. So, I mean, compared to Hashem's greatness, our malchus is a nothing. That's the most humbling thing you could see. In other words, if you want to learn the lesson of what to do with the fact that we're a melech b'tachtonim, is see what happens when you take your malchus of tachtonim and you put it next to Hashem's malchus in the entire existence. It's destroyed. On the other hand, once a person recognizes that he is afer v'efer, like Avraham Avinu said, then, once we become those ashes, then you know what happens? Then, we have the Trumas Hadeshen, then we get elevated. Once you become an Eved to Hashem, then the contrary, then the Kohen elevates the ashes, picks them up, and puts them on the side of the Mizbeach, and the Gemara in Zvachim, I believe, says those ashes would get swallowed up by the Mizbeach. In other words, they never left the Mizbeach. They were always on the Mizbeach. Because that's humility allows a person to be in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And explains the moral, that's why Davka, he has to wear Midos Bat. He wears garments that are measured, that are appropriately fitted for him, over his flesh. Because with the garments, we cover up our fleshiness. We cover up our physicality. That's modesty. That's humility. That he covers himself up. Which means, yeah, you can't get these really tight suits and walk around. That's not called mikhnasei bat, right? It's not called garments to your size. If it's two sizes too small, and everyone can see the size of your pectorals and of your different muscles, then you haven't successfully covered over your physicality in a humble way. I mean, it's obvious a person doesn't dress modestly, and it applies to men just as much as it applies to women, then there's a lack of humility in that. So, if you do that, then there's an elevation and a bringing close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Bez Hashem, learning about the Yevoda over here, about how to transform our gaiva into humility, will be zocha in these coming weeks to prepare ourselves for Karban Pesach. It's called Mahavoda Zos. It's the only Karban referred to as Ha-Avoda in the Chumash. That's what we're going for, to become true Ovdei Hashem.